Hello. Today the church celebrates Friday of the fifth week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 7, verses 31 to 37. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned, and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel reading, we come across an unfamiliar word, Ephphatha, which means be opened. Essentially, it's a call to acknowledge and embrace the various opportunities that come our way to invite God's friendship and forgiveness into our lives and to extend the same to those around us. To observe Ephphatha is to be grateful for who we are and the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. It's to listen to God's voice amidst all the noise and distractions that surround us, and to seek His presence when we feel overwhelmed by negative emotions like anger, jealousy, and disappointment. Let us make Ephphatha our prayer, that we may remain open to God's presence, both in times of happiness and sorrow. This will enable us to bring the love, mercy, and kindness of God into our own lives, as well as the lives of our loved ones and everyone we encounter.